Blog Talk Radio.
Callers calling in already. Hopefully Alyssa will be joining us soon. I just want to give a shout out to Switzerland, Norway, and Ireland for putting us at 31 countries so far. Only 8 weeks on the show, 31 countries. It's a pretty big deal. You know, it's fucking worldwide, man, worldwide. Never would have thought that, you know, just this little tiny investment would be such a good thing in my life. Like, I'm just, I wake up every morning and my mind is just blown. My mind is completely blown by the things that are going on with the show, with the production end of it, you know, the guests that we have lined up to come on. Lots of stuff going on. We got new music Mondays at 5:30. We have Wacky Taser Time Wednesday, which is what you got going on right now. And then we have Success Saturdays. We're looking at getting at least 6 days a week in. So we got some new shows that are boiling up, but man, we hit the ground running every morning. We're losing sleep over this. I hope you guys are enjoying what's going on. If you decide that you do want to be a part of it, and you know, whether you have a business or just have a couple extra dollars, you want to help sponsor the radio, TaserTimeRadio@gmail.com. You can send all your stuff there. You can visit our website. CynthiaTaser.com has been transformed into a radio model site. So be sure to go check that out. I know that we've been getting like hella hits on there, and my site was down for a couple of months. I didn't even wasn't even aware of. But we got all that fixed, and I spent most of the night last night getting everything put together. I am going to go ahead and try to call Alyssa really quick. I know that she was trying to get some stuff done so that we could give away some free
Please
prizes.
Leave your message for...
Well, that's not going to work. Let me see who's on the line. We have a caller on the line. I'm just going to go ahead and take this call. Maybe it's her. 815, you're live.
Hello?
Hey, who do we got? Hey, wait a minute. I think I know. Is this my pet pig?
Oink, oink, oink.
Yes. Yes, you picked a great show to call into. We're actually getting ready to talk to model dominatrix. She's a centerfold. She's a producer. She's a fucking goddess. She's hopefully calling in here in a couple of minutes. I got straight to her voicemail. Alyssa Black, she's been on the go for a long time now. She started back in 2007 as a featured dancer and performance artist. She got published as a fetish model. She's been touring the United States since 2007, so I know she has a lot to talk about.
Well, I'm all about the fetish items. It's kind of something I have.
Yes, yes. She has an awesome prize to give away to caller number 3. We do have caller number 1 on the line. I'm gonna hit him up with a little surprise later, just because he is my number 1 of my number 1s right now. Top on my cam. He tops it all off. I'll be hanging out with him in Vegas. Looks like we got caller number 2. Hopefully by the time the 3rd caller calls in, that'd be our winner. We get our Dom on the phone. She's like, I'm running this shit. She's fashionably late. This is like her. I just got to let you know that she is on my nuts all day, every fucking day. She's helping me with my adult videos. She's doing the production on that. And then her husband, Teeth the Beast, is working on our commercials. I've been recording sound bites. Like, this shit is getting fucking serious. It's like, and I didn't even, I figured it'd just be like a hangout for me and my fans on Wednesdays. And now it's like blown into like fucking crazy, crazy, awesome, crazy, crazy. But I'll hit you up with something. I don't even know, man. I think you have all my videos. I'm going to have to make a new one. Actually, I know you don't have the ones that I just had Alyssa produce for me. And those are fucking hilarious. Bad Kitty 1 and Bad, or it's not even Kitty, I think it's Bad Kitten 1 and Bad Kitten 2. I don't even know how to describe them. They're like fucking, like, comedy porn, maybe?
Well, that's okay. It's always good, something new.
Heck yeah.
We're
going to
have fun in Vegas, that's all I got to say.
We are going to have a blast in Vegas. I have, like, the fucking fullest itinerary ever, and we're going to find time to blast.
I only got, like, 2.5 days, so we got to have some fun in there somewhere.
Her phone's dead. This girl, I'm telling you, has been running and running and running. So we are going to call the man and the myth and the legend phone number. Hang with me, guys. I'm telling you, like, we've been staying awake until like 6 o'clock in the morning working on this shit. So it's not like she meant to be late. Like, her phone is for real, like, out of juice. We ain't out of juice. We just getting started, but her phone is out of juice. I'm gonna go ahead and call her really quick on this. Teeth might pick up. Teeth a beast. He's been on me. He told me I need him. Hey, this guy is Alyssa Black. We got you. Yay.
You got me.
I just want to let you know, we already got our winner, too, and I haven't got him on the line. I still have caller 1 on the line because I just figured, hey, maybe it was you calling in from a different number, and then I realized it was my pet pig. My pet pig out in Arizona. Say hi to my piggy.
Hello, pet piggy.
Well, hello. Mr. Piggy says hi, and oink, oink, oink.
That's all a good piggy should say is oink.
I can,
oh, and the pin number. We need that though.
Okay, yeah, and then just have have him text that to me, and then I will just text the code. I'll email it from Taser Time Radio, and then we don't have to worry about like our phone numbers being all out there and shit. My other phone number.
And if we give that code out, you better believe people are going to be rushing, trying to jump onto it before you get there, honey. So.
I know. That's why I'm only going to send it just to the winner. So. And we do have a winner, Miss Alyssa Black. Tons of titles as far as, like, what she's accomplished. I don't want to lose these people on the line, so I want to go ahead and say thank you to my pet pig. He's my pet number one. He's my first pet. I'm looking for another pet. So if you guys want to be my pet and you want to have fun, my pet pig has, like, he has a leash and he has a collar and he has a mask, and if you've been following me on Instagram or Twitter, you can see that he's, like, you know, sent me pictures of him doing laundry and a couple of other things, and it's really just a lot of fun. So if you want to bring some spice into your life and be one of my pets, I'm looking for pet number two. Just message Cynthia Taser at Gmail.
And it's also very rewarding if you're a good pet.
Good pets get good rewards.
I take good care of my pets. And they're lifelong pets, too. I'm not going to just ditch you for some other pet. Like, I want to be like a zookeeper. I want a whole bunch of pets. Maybe Taser's are.
I'm going to have to see if I can find, like, a rubber pig mask.
Dude, that'd be
fantastic. I'm going to try to find a rubber pig mask.
It's going to be creepy ones. The Halloween's coming out. Or Google, eBay. Or that Wish?
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of
I
got
to see if I can get one before we go to Vegas.
Oh, man, that'd be so sick if I just walked around with my pet pig all fucking week. Oh, my God, you got to. Oh, my God, yes, you do. But I just walked, could you imagine me, Alyssa, just walking around Vegas as, like, I'm going for the Miss Exotic United States competition, and I'm, like, I'm very assertive. I'm not necessarily dumb because I'm like a fucking emotional roller coaster. I'm very submissive. But only when I'm in control. Like, I have to be in control of my submissive. It's so fucked up. I'm so fucked up. But can you imagine? Like, I'm, like, on, like, in a fluorescent pink evening gown walking at pet pig. Oh, my life. Too much fun. But thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and... Looks like we lost caller two, so I'm going to go ahead and let caller three join us on the line. We have our winner. We're going to weigh a prize to caller number three, and you're the lucky caller. Who am I talking to? You're live on Taser Time Radio, 309-287 number.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Uh-oh.
I know this one, too. What's up,
Robbie? Caller number three.
Well, you don't even know. You don't even fucking have any idea how lucky you are right now. All right. I will be sending you a link to your box. Alyssa, do you want to tell him what he wants?
You won a $50 coupon, I guess, for my clit store. Yay!
$50 worth of fetish clips. $50 freaking dollars. If you're listening and you weren't caller number three or four or five or six or ten, you need to make sure that you're calling into the show. We're going to be having people on the show that are going to be giving away awesome fucking gifts. Whether it's New Music Monday, Success Saturday, it doesn't matter. Call in and listen live. Don't wait for it to go to archives. Call in and listen live. We're going to be, you know, having some awesome people on the show. Alyssa's doing so much work behind the scenes, helping me out with getting not only this segment, but she's also helping with New Music Monday, Success Saturday. She's helping me behind the scenes with other crap to keep you guys entertained. We are... Gonna blow your mind. That's what we're gonna do. Like the fireworks sponsor that I have here in town that sponsors me. And their main slogan on their T-shirt is "Blow your mind." I never even thought that I'd just be saying that over and over. But this fucking entertainment right here is going to be lit on fire, on fire. So, Robert, I will be dropping you that. Actually, just shoot me a text. Like, instead of putting the phone number in where you would put the phone number, put TaserTimeRadio@gmail.com. Or even just go to the website and sign up and for our mailing. Guys, you can go and subscribe to our newsletter. We have a newsletter now that we'll be sending out, letting you guys know when we have new or what the itinerary is for the month. That way you know when to call in, who you want to listen to. Lots of great stuff. Go to the website, CynthiaTaser.com. You'll find everything there. You'll find links to all of Alyssa's stuff here soon, Tease the Beast production. But I'm going to go ahead and mute you, caller number three. We skipped caller number two because they were obviously lacking patience and didn't wait. So, or just heard that I said that it was going to be winner caller number three. Anyway, I'm going to mute you and you're going to find out more about Alyssa Black and exactly what all she has accomplished. Alyssa, I did run down that you've been performing in the industry since 2007 as a feature dancer and performing artist. You've got a published fetish model, an elite dominatrix, and you've toured the United States. Can you, what got you started in the business? Like, what is your, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I technically got started in the adult industry right when I turned 18. I got a job here at the local, I don't know what you guys have, dildo shops, the porn store. So that was my first kind of introduction into the adult world, was the store where they have all the toys and the movies. So I got to know pretty much all the popular porn at the time, and that was kind of like what we did at work. We just, hey, we got some new videos in. Let's watch them and critique them. And so we would do stuff like that. And then not long thereafter, I had a buddy who, that's what he did. He set up tours for feature dancers across the United States, and he one day just was short a girl and called me and was like, "Hey, we're in Alabama. You want to drive over? You'll make $500 plus tips." And, it sounded easy enough. So I said, "Hey, let's do it. Why not?" And, we continued doing that for a couple years. And then I started making my own videos. And it's just been kind
That's where the fun it really began, huh?
Like, yeah, it really is.
Zone, and then like those videos that I sent you, I made them and I was like, "Oh, well, that was crazy and weird." And then I watched them and my fucking abs hurt because it's the one thing to watch somebody else do this shit, but when you're watching yourself, you're like, "OMG."
Yeah.
That wow factor all over again,
Oh, completely, yeah. I get some interesting requests. I mean, I like doing the foot fetish stuff, and I mean, anything fetish just about, until you start crossing toilet lines, but, other than that, anything goes pretty much.
Yeah, I see, oh my gosh, I've seen, doms that be throw the bread in the toilet bowl and make their subs eat it out. What's the weirdest thing that you've made someone do or that you want to tell
us about? Let me think. Probably the strangest thing that we had someone do. It was another girlfriend of mine. I won't say her name because she's not in the industry anymore. But we had a slave, and we had a party the night before, and we, fucked all these dudes, and we had dirty condom wrappers laying around and whatever, and we had this motherfucker come up to the apartment, and she, let's just say she was cycling, so she made him sit down and used him as, a maxi pad for a little while, and then we made him clean up after us for our party mess. And had him crawl around on his hands and knees and use his mouth to pick up our dirty shit, and so that was one.
And he paid you for that, right? He paid you for
of
that,
course.
Right?
Of course.
It's fucking crazy.
You know, like I thought after being a dancer for 10 years, I knew everything that there was to know about the industry, you know, and then I started webcamming, and then I, like, started learning a whole lot more. And then I joined Twitter. Let's just say, and then I joined Twitter. You know, Twitter's like a level above webcam, I think, honestly.
Yeah, Twitter is its own animal, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. If you have kids at home, do not let them get a Twitter account.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's, like, no filter on that shit.
Buy them Playboy magazines and stuff them under their bed. Do not let them have Twitter.
Right. They will see things on Twitter that will make them fucking grow up faster than you want them to.
Okay, and then what's the weirdest? Okay, so that's the weirdest thing you've asked someone to do as far as being at the home. What's the weirdest thing someone's asked you to do?
Let me think about that for a minute. Let's see. Probably when I had someone ask me to introduce a canine into the scene. That was probably the strangest. Yeah, that's not going to work.
You
don't cross the
line. Like, my
husband's
name is Beast. We are not doing any other Beast.
No. There are no other Beasts. Only human ones, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's odd. I've seen
it was strange.
I've seen some pretty crazy stuff online, you know, like you've seen the girls that do, like, with the horses and the guys with the pigs, and there's, like, someone over, like, I don't remember where it was, but I think it was, like, Russia, they just got busted for having a ring. Instead of it being a brothel, it was a sheep brothel.
You're kidding.
And, like, the first two times, the owner of the property was the dad, and he just blamed it on his sons. And, like, after the third time, I think they finally took them all. They're like, how do you let them out and, like, back on the property, and they're doing the same shit? How does that not get found out like that? And who the fuck is fucking sheep? Like, how do you feel about
so crazy.
When you put your cotton t-shirt on the next day. Oh, my God.
Yeah, those are the ones we don't cross.
We only like male beasts. And
right.
We only like alphas when they listen well.
So true.
Oh, my goodness. Wear your heart on your sleeve. Don't let that thing tell you what to do, because we will stomp on it.
Oh, yeah. Stomp it till it pops like a little grape.
Like a little grape. Oh, my goodness. So I see that you actually have made it on the cover of a magazine. You've been a centerfold of a magazine. Want to tell us a little bit about that magazine?
I did. I was on the cover of Prick magazine. It wasn't just a solo cover, though. It was me and some other girls. We had just opened a restaurant that no longer exists. It didn't last, but it was a lot of fun. We would do these little cabaret-style numbers, like at midnight. We would stop serving tables and, like, break out into our little song and dance, and it was pretty cool. So that was my first magazine cover. Was pretty much a promo for the new restaurant or whatever, and that kind of spun off into other things, because the guy who was shooting the magazine shot for, I guess, a freelance or whatever, but he also shot for some other magazines, so he eventually brought me in, and I was able to do a few more spreads, and then once I got really popular here locally, like, they had me featured in the damn magazine. I think I went, like, maybe 4 months in a row straight, like, as a centerfold. So that was pretty awesome. Pretty exciting in Excitement magazine.
I've been in Excitement magazine. I know Richard Kitt, very cool dude. Like, he travels around to all of our big events.
Yeah, I see here you were in December 2008, November 2010, January 2011, February, March, and July of 2011, September 2012. You hosted FetishCon. Can you tell us a little bit about FetishCon for those that don't know? Because, I mean, there's like SexCon, there's Exotica.
There are so many cons. Yes, there are very many pros at these cons. This FetishCon is basically for all the people who are in the fetish world, creating movies and pictures and what have you, where they all get together and trade content or purchase content for their sites from models or what have you. They asked me to come and host one of the little parties, and I had a booth, and we did some interesting stuff in that little booth. I was there with my friend Tony Andreas, and we had there were a couple guys who just wanted us to stand on their faces, like literally standing on them barefoot, and that was a lot of fun.
I've had somebody want to do that, like where, you know, you walk on them with heels on, but they were asking me to walk on their head, and I'm like, I'm 140 fucking pounds. I am not, you know, if you sign a waiver, maybe. Oh, like, I'm not a fucking skull, you know? What if, I mean, obviously you're weak-minded. What if you're weak skull, like, you know, like.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't matter. Yeah, get your high heels out and stomp on his face. That's what they like. They like the marks.
Oh my goodness.
And I think there are a few of them who just like to look up your skirt while you're doing it, but, you know.
Right? Like that movie, what is it, that Flash, where the little boy is like, he acting like he dropped something so he can crawl around on the ship and look up the women's skirt.
Yeah.
I see another event that you hosted, was a guest hostess at, was SwingFest. What's that event like?
SwingFest, well, it's pretty much what it sounds like. It's an event for swingers. I'm not sure where they're doing it these days, but I think it was in San Francisco, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Just a bunch of swingers from like all around the world in one hotel, and it was freaking amazing. Cause we had some of the floors just cut off, so there were a bunch of naked people running around. There were people in the porn industry who were also swinger lifestylers, and that was a really fun event. Like, I got to meet so many people, and I still talk to them from this day. I'm talking about from around the world now, so it was a really big thing. And they, again, found me and was just like, hey, we think you're hot. You should come to our event and, like, just be here and make it hot. Right. How can I say no, right?
All right. Just give in to your inner desires. I think I've seen pictures of something like that, maybe in, like, the old Cherry magazine photos. I think Bob Ferguson showed me some things or something. I don't remember. I think maybe he spurred it. Like, he's the reason that I am basically where I am right now, because he came to a club that I managed and asked me what I shoot, and then was like, oh, well, you should go to News to Pop It, and I think you would fit right in. And I've been going over for 5 years now. Crazy how, like, one little voice can be, like, the difference in your life.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, I never knew that I'd be having this much fun, you know? Oh, girl, you're coming with me next year. Fuck it. And we're going to Beta Breakers before that. I had somebody who's been trying to get me out to L.A. He said he'd fund our trip. I actually have a crew from News to Popping going out there, but I say that we bring peace and security, and me and you and peace all go out to San Francisco and fucking. It's a 7-mile run, but if I'm running, motherfucker, you better be running faster than me because we're about to die. I don't run.
But,
you're crazy.
I know. Like, all sorts of different levels of it, too. But it's a 7 miles. It's 7 miles through the damn city, straight through the city, and you can go butt ass sneaking. We used to walk in stilettos. We should have people sponsor us for a cause and see how far we can make it in our fucking heels.
They better be putting up some money then.
That's what I'm saying. And 50% is going to go to us because that's our fucking ankle if we break it. But the other 50% is going to go to some sort of, like, you know, like domestic violence or something. Like, we're going to pick a good cause or fucking just create our own nonprofit.
Hey, there's an idea.
I'm serious. Girl, we got a lot to talk about. We got a long time to talk about it, too. So I'm feeling you're going to be in my life for the rest of it. You're going to be fucking up the whole world and their perspective.
That's right. We're about to tase the whole world.
Make it true tour.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, me and you dancing, the band, and everybody. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yes.
Naked. Taser time in full force. Okay, I see that, you know, you after Swing Fest, you started your own website, The Alyssa Black. Alyssa spelled A-L-I-S-S-A, TheAlyssaBlack.com. Guys, if you're listening to the show, all of her links are in the description, episode info on the show.
Well,
you can also...
All the ones we could fit anyway.
I put all the links that you gave me. It just don't say anything else. It just says AlyssaBlack.com, and then it gives your Twitter information, and then it has your cam, all the links, your cam, models.com, flirtforfree.com, skyprivate.com, clipsforsale.com, your YouTube videos are all there, and your
okay.
And then it says Alyssa Black Productions, hire for custom videos or for your production. Or for
That's
production.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Alyssa Black Productions. We'll just skip to the end and then go back to the gritty good shit. You know, she went from being an entertainer to being a hostess to being a cover girl to guest appearances. She hooked up with a producer and they've been making awesome production babies. Alyssa Black Productions. She's now a fully equipped production enterprise. She does a lot of editing and post-production and directing. She's available if you need custom adult content or events. You can hire her. If you have your own stuff and you want video production and editing, it doesn't matter what you send her. She's very open-minded. She's not going to judge. She's not going to leak it all over the internet. She's going to do a good job. She's going to lose sleep doing this job for you, I promise. Like, she, you know, like, she'll be up till 5 o'clock in the morning. And still working on shit because she's like, I got to get it done.
We don't sleep around here.
And then I shut it down and started it again because it wasn't doing it fast enough. Yeah, they are balls to the wall, rock out with the cock out all day. She's probably
gotta believe it.
Naked, but
I'm actually doing that right now as we speak. Yes, multitasking.
Yes. Dad kittens. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to get those on my clipboard and see how those go over. Those are hilarious.
They're really cute. I think they're cute.
I'm like, you want me to what? Okay. Hey, $40 a pop, and then he's already got two this week, and he wants another one. So, hey, let's keep that shit going on. I'll keep money in your pocket. You keep them looking. Keep me looking right.
Hey, I got you, babe.
I
got you, baby.
Definitely full production.
if you've seen the flyers for the show, just the little the picture, the JPEG one, Melissa's got those, especially the one for this show. She cut me and her both out of other pictures, put us on a boat in our bikinis, put some lightning in there because, you know, we bring in the storm. Y'all better be bringing the rain.
Yeah, we got the lightning. Thunder the lightning. We just need the rain.
We need the rain. We need it. We don't need no fucking sprinkles either. You know, $5. I mean, you can. That's all you got.
Sure, we're not gonna turn it down. We're not gonna turn it down. You're not gonna get much return, but we're not gonna turn it down.
I'm probably going to send you an email back. Thank you. We'll give you gifts.
Right.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not. So we'll send you pictures of one boob as a thank you letter. If you look that one, blocked out. No, two for one today. Oh, my goodness. I've had to work. Speaking of the two for one, you know, when you're a go-getter, you don't let shit stop you. I swear on everything. Nothing's stopping me. I worked in the most weirdest circumstance ever. I was cleaning my bedroom, and I had this little fucking old-school box-ass TV on top of my great-grandfather's dresser that I got. And I'm all trying to be careful and not scratch the damn dresser, which since then my kids have fucking drawn on. But I didn't have a bra on. Ladies, do not clean your fucking house with no bra on. Not when you're picking shit up and sitting it back down. Because my boob got stuck between the TV and the dresser. And it's
oh, no.
I'm not fucking lying. That nipple is so sensitive today. So sensitive. I'm like, if you're going to lick it, lick that one. If you're going to bite it, you better not.
Yeah.
I'll fucking bite your back and beat the shit out of you. Because it fucking is so sensitive. I'm telling you, like, I work. And it was, and it, that shit did not stop me. I had to have a Band-Aid on my nipple because I was like, it was split in half. And,
oh, shit.
I'm like all sexy on stage, right? Until it comes to the time where you got to take your cap off. Oh, yeah. The one nipple wonder. People be looking at me like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, it ain't no two for one today. Get another dollar out. I'll show you that.
Yeah, I'll show you the mangled nipple.
It's so funny. Oh man, there ain't nothing. When you got goals and you keep your eyes on your goals, you don't see the obstacles. You don't see the adversity. You work through it. But it was like I was a comedian stripper. Like bitch got jokes. She's really like, oh, you see the other nickel. No, you don't want to see the other nickel. I promise you, you don't want to see it.
It's scary.
Hey, I'd rather be scary than hairy, so hey.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. So, I got another big thing. I see here that you were on a TV show called I Have a Fetish. I'm a Dominatrix that aired on MTV. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't... it's not as grand as it sounds. I know it sounds pretty awesome on TV, but it was not that great. Like, we had a camera guy follow us around for about a good 2 weeks, and I wasn't the main feature on the show. It was a friend of mine. Again, she's no longer in the industry, so I'm not saying names. But, I just have to say that they did a very good job of editing all the footage that they had to make it fit into their little script or whatever. Like, it wasn't really true. It wasn't really true to life, even though that's the series is it's true life, but it wasn't very true to life. Like, because they chopped out so much stuff, and yeah, it was. When I saw the finished product, I was like, man, what was the point of this guy following us around for 2 weeks if that's all you're gonna use? Like, I don't know. It was. You know, it was nice to get my name out there, I guess, at least on a national level, even though it was only a flash, you know, but still.
Right. And I mean, that's awesome. You can, you know, that's still grabs.
It looks good on the resume, doesn't it?
When you put that in your resume.
Right. It makes it look a little shiny, but it's really not that big of a deal. I mean...
So
yeah, I was disappointed. I was actually really disappointed because like I said, there was so much other footage that they could have used, but they wanted their little storyline of, I don't know, like they really painted her in a different light than I think really, again, it was not true to life at all, but whatever. Whatever. Thanks,
MTV. Right. That's how they do. That's why you got to, you know, like Jerry Springer called me one time and wanted me to come out because they were having male dancers on the show and they wanted to throw me a divorce party. And I'm thinking, you know, my daughter is about to be 8-8-8. No, let me have my ex-husband or his wife walk up in here. We ain't fucking playing this game. Like, I ain't
all right.
Seen that.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm like, I ain't doing it. You know, I'm like, not all good. Not all publicity is good publicity. And then, like, I kind of just shut them down, and they were kind of like, whatever. And then I wouldn't even be bad talking to them, but they freaking got a hold of my agent, and then my agent talked me into it. And so then I went through all this fucking work. I'm telling you, I was late for work. I had to pay fines. I fucking spent, like, 6 hours on the fucking phone with these people. And then they just stood me up. They didn't even, they were supposed to fly me out the next day. I'm waiting in Chicago. And then one of the other girls who was supposed to go on the show with me, how about she had to third party some information about, well, they don't think it's going to work. Why the fuck can't you call me and tell me it can't work? Like, and it wasn't even anything to be done with that anyway. You know what I mean? Because it's scripted. If you're bringing an entertainer on for entertainment value, let them show their personality. Like, these TV shows could be so much better if, you know what I mean? Because, like, how Keith was trying to get me to say, you've been tasered, baby, or whatever. And I was like, you know, like, it's the baby. Like, I don't be like, baby. I'd be like, hey, baby. But I'd be like, baby all the time, you know? So it sounded weird.
Yeah, you need, it. Need like, it's strange. Oh, it's like, not something that's very natural.
Yeah.
Let me say how I say it. That's how I say it. I feel you. I totally feel you.
Like, I sound like a fish out of water right there. Let me back in the fucking water and let me breathe. Oh, crazy.
Now you got me flopping around over here.
Right? Like, and then he said, girl, you need to go have a session and just keep saying your name over and over and over again the whole time somebody's railing you. Oh, this is shit. I gotta go to make you guys a good ass show. So, show that support.
Hey, it's your soundbite, man.
I ain't even lying.
That's
just one 3 minute. That's just one 3 minute interval of the life that I've been on the behind the scenes. What is this? DomCon. Okay, so we talked about FetishCon. How is DomCon?
DomCon? Yeah, that one I hosted the, what was the name of that party? It was the Fetishist Social Party. It was like kind of almost like a welcome party for the convention where everybody just kind of comes down to the little floor or tea conference room, whatever the fuck they had. And, you know, just kind of socialize and get to know each other and who's who and read your badge. And, you know, it was a cute little party. They had an open bar. So I was like, yes, I got the good party.
Right.
It was a good one.
That's how Expo is.
Yeah, but it was cool. They were all fetishists because, of course, DomCon, it was for the dominatrixes. And we all just met up, and it was good networking for me to find some other local girls who are also in the scene. And we've actually done quite well of making a really good band down here. Like, we all kind of know each other. We're in the industry together. We stick up for each other. If there's, you know, a shitty sub running around trying to hustle people, or, you know, a faker, or busting bad reviews on people for no reason, like, you know, you think we don't talk to each other? Guess what? We do.
Right.
And we know who you
are.
And you've been blacklisted. And if you wonder why you can't find anybody to play, it's because you're stuck. And we all know about it.
Right.
But we also hear about the good ones, too. So keep that in mind. And once we find him enough,
if you have
so keen to share,
that
but
you think we don't know, bitch, we fucking know. We know. If you found us something and somebody
everybody looks at you with a different eye than they usually look at you. Just know.
We know. We might not say anything, but we know.
We might be competing against each other, but we're family. We're in the same fucking family. Let me tell you a little bit about Alyssa Black, the goddess Alyssa Black. We right now, Alyssa Black and I, the number 2, H-O-T, the number 4, F-B, TooHotForFacebook.com are in a head-to-head contest. Head-to-head contest. This bitch right here is posted it on her Facebook telling everybody to vote for me, number 1, her number 2. That's how.
Yeah.
Like, we are family.
Hey.
You don't fuck
yeah.
with family. People gotta know.
We can both
this
be at the top.
This bitch is gold. You've been in number 1 spot, right? And I've been in number 2 spot, like, for, like, this 5 days now?
Yeah, like, and I keep telling everybody, I'm like, vote for Cynthia number 1. I'm like, I don't want this. I want this picture to be off of this thing. I'm ready for another picture to come through. That's not even me. Like, it's my friend Priscilla. A great picture. Don't get me wrong. I love the picture, but I'm sick of seeing it.
Oh, I love milk. I love milk. Which brings me to another thing. VoyeurWeb.com. Go to VoyeurWeb.com, look me up, and vote for me on the monthly contest. It's on the erotic flip. I am giving myself a milk bath. It was cold as fuck. First place right now, I'm the only one up there, $700. So keep me in first place.
Hey.
I got a whole fucking month. I tried to get it in right at the last part, and it didn't fucking work. It went through on the first, of course. I'm like, no, we hold this video, this bitch.
Yeah,
so
what's that site again?
VoyeurWeb.com. It's actually,
okay.
I think, it's the pinned post on my Twitter. So if you go to my Twitter page, TaserTaserTaser, @TaserTaserTaser, on Twitter, it's the post right at the very top, and I'm just going to leave that bitch there all month because I need the votes.
All right, I'll vote for you
like
on that.
It's an amateur contest, so if you decide to put anything on there, let me know. I'll work with you. Let's do something together. You can just use my name. I already have, like,
I cannot wait.
300,000 fucking things. You know,
I cannot wait to get with you
stuff,
and take a photo shoot.
Do what?
No, I said I cannot wait to get with you and us do a photo shoot together.
Right? Okay, so this
That's
is,
what
I was
for.
Looking at your I'm a bad girl video, and I want to do,
yeah.
Okay, so we got some graffiti shit down here. So I want to get, like, little video clips of me, you know, dancing around or whatever in front of our graffiti wall here, and then just send them to you, and you can mesh something together, come up with a thing, and we can YouTube that shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Send me whatever videos you got, babe. I'll make them look awesome. You already know.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Fuck
this bitch is going to help me blow some shit up. If you like the stuff that's coming out of my ass, literally, coming out of my ass. Like, my ass video.
Shit.
That
my
shit
ass.
Is 1 and 2. Not for real. Right now, she's busy editing videos of me sitting on kittens. Bad kittens. I have a guy who has a fetish, and I'm not going to say anything, but if he ever listens to the show, he's going to know. I love you for bringing me out of my comfort zone. I'm like, the fuck you want me to do? And I'm having so much fun with it, but...
you do look like you're having fun.
And I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck loves kittens on my porch? Fuck these kittens. I'm going to sit on them. Y'all are going to die.
Die, kittens. I think
playing
it's cute.
Playing poker with some kittens. I'm like, y'all win, y'all die. I'm the boss. I fucking win. Anybody beats me in a hand, I'm sitting on your fucking desk. I'm going to kill you. Oh, my God. So much fun. I can't wait to see, you know, like, do another show. Like, let's have an anniversary date. Let's do August 2nd. The first Wednesday of August next year, I'm programming you in. And we're going to have a flashback. And we're going to see where we came. I'm serious. I'm going to fucking just go ahead, and as soon as we get off the line, I'm just going to go ahead and put that shit on. The schedule, that's going to be our show.
Right?
The first Wednesday of next August, we're going to see where the fuck did we go. Where did we come from when we first started talking together? Where the fuck did we go? Like,
and look where the fuck we are
now. Right? Where the fuck are we going?
Awesome.
Where have we been? Where are we going? Like, you know, what would be our goal marker? How much
I love
can
it.
We accomplish? It's going to have to be like a 2-hour segment, though. You know? We've almost talked a whole fucking hour.
Has it been that long already? Wow.
Yeah, we got 9 minutes left. We can go like 15 over. Anybody who's on the line right now, if you want to press number one and chime in, you can press number one. We can bring you live on the air if you're listening and haven't pressed number one yet. I know a lot of people just call in and then they listen and they don't know that you have to press number one for you to pop up in my switchboard. But there is, she's actually edited and assisted in directing some music videos called The Best of Me, Black Wedding, and War. Those are the last three links on this episode if you click on those. And I'm going to go back out the same way I came in with I'm a bad girl. Man, that video was hot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is. That's me on all the lyrics. I did some of the musical, like I kind of chose the instruments or whatever, but I didn't, I wasn't like the main composer, but I did have a little tiny hand in it. And yes. Hell yeah. And
you
guys
want to know a little bit about my new music Monday? If you listen to I'm a Bad
Yes,
Girl,
tell them.
He did this, the intro song that played, he did that. New Music Monday, he's got a lot of new music, artists like Sean Paul, Yingying Twins, lots and lots of shit. Y'all are going to call in and listen to him. He's a fucking hoop. Like,
oh, he's hilarious.
My hands are fucking constricted the whole fucking time I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to talk so I can't talk. I'm not even lying. My face is blushing for an hour on Mondays. For real.
Yeah, I feel like you did a whole fucking workout.
Well, I'm not wrinkled.
Because it basically
is. I see my face. Because I'm smiling. Like, even you can hear it. Like, I'm just, like, blushing and smiling and laughing. It's fucking hilarious.
It's great. It's good shit.
I don't know what he's going to come up with either. You don't even know.
Yeah, you never know.
Both of these two all the time. It's driving the shit out of me. The AlyssaBlack.com, add her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Go to CynthiaTaser.com and check her out on there. I'm going to be adding some more stuff. I'm trying to keep that site kind of non-adultish as I can, just so that we don't, so that we can continue to use our PayPal support link. If you want to support the show, you can either PayPal TaserTimeRadio@gmail.com or go to CynthiaTaser.com and click that support the show link. And it'll take you directly to our PayPal page, and you can put in whatever amount. You know, they give us the option of giving you an amount to put in, but I'm going to leave that open to you. Do you feel like, you know, you have $100 towards the show or $500 towards the show, you know, maybe your dollar and you want to give us a grand? We got a lot of stuff going on we need funding for. We're going to start opening our shows up to advertisers. Alyssa's doing we're doing the show into an actual video, posting it up on our YouTube. So you're going to have exposure on Blog Talk, Facebook, Twitter, the fucking every fucking platform you can think of. And
yeah.
This girl, especially on Twitter, she'll be having like 50, 60, 70 shares. People who have like 13, 50, 100,000 fucking people on their stuff. So I'm talking about some big time shit. Big names. Big celebrities, we got some comedians, we got Animal Sanctuaries, we got models, porn stars, male models.
We've got nonprofit humanitarian organizations,
people.
Just everything.
Yeah, we got a lot of people coming on. Lots and lots of people. Yeah, I think, we got everything. It's going to be fucking crazy. We're going to blow
yes.
fucking money. Every time you tune in, you're is going to be blown. Make sure you check out Success Saturday, though. That one's going to take you to the next level in your personal life. You know, the Monday and Wednesday are to entertain you. The Saturday is to push you to the next level. You know, we're not just about being us and being successful for us. We're about making you successful, too. So if you have the time and you're taking the time out to listen to us, we're going to put back into you. We're going to bring you on the Success Saturdays. We're going to be hopefully getting very successful people from around the country, around the world to come in and tell us, you know, what's the quote that keeps them going every day? When they wake up in the morning, what's the quote when they feel like giving up that keeps them on to that next level? You know, we're gonna turn it up and we're gonna have a lot of fun doing it. But we definitely need your help with sponsorships because we're gonna be doing like giveaways. Matisse the Beast is going to be doing studio time, competitions for studio time. You know, Alyssa already just gave away $50 worth of videos. You know, we
lucky
have,
caller number three.
Lucky caller number three. I think we don't know. Yeah, just lots and lots of stuff. We're looking to make a difference. You know, we're all about being the change that we want to see in the world. We have the future to look forward to, and we want to make it better for all of you. We want to, you know, make your life more enjoyable, more pleasurable. We want to put that spice in your life. You know, we want to make it exciting for you.
Yeah.
And successful. You know, I was taught a long time ago by a millionaire that you will become successful helping other people become successful. And I'm going to leave on that note. Taser Time Radio, thank you guys for joining in. We're going to listen to this track again. I'm a bad girl. And then I'm going to
But I'm good at it.
I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Bye.